And it's time now for us to find out what's happening on the Board of Trade and the Mercantile Exchange. With our opening report, here's Dave Dickey. Hi, Dave.
Good morning, Dan, and good Monday morning, everyone. Let's check how prices fared in the resumption of trading we gave the overnight opens at 8:49 Central Time. In Kansas City, December wheat opened 8.80, up 22 on the open. March, 8.72, up 18. At the Chicago Board of Trade, December wheat opened at 8.90, up 16 on the open. March, 8.89, up 11.5. May, 7.84, up 16.5. July, 6.32, up 3 on the open. December corn opened at 3.80, up 3.5 on the open. March, 3.96, up 4. May, 4.04, up 2.75. July, 4.11.5, up 2. September, 4.13, down 2. December, 4.21.5, up 1/4. March of 2009, 4.27.5, down 1.5 on the open. November beans open at 9.82, up 3 on the open. January, 9.96.5, up 2. March, 10.04, up 1.5. May, 10.01.5, up 1/2. July, 10.07, up 4.25 on the open. November of 2008, 9.43, up 1/2 on the open. October soybean meal opened at 273.50, up 50 on the open. December, 279.30, up $1. October soybean oil opened at 39.33, up 34 on the open. December, 39.90, up 38. October live cattle opened at 96.90, up 20 on the open. December, 140, up 22.5. February, 101.75, up 17.5. April, 101.25, unchanged on the open. September feeders open at 116.30, down 10 on the open. October, 116.20, unchanged. November, 116.10, down 27.5. January, 114.90, down 7.5 on the open. October lean hogs open at 61.45, up 10 on the open. December, 63.60, down 20. February, 68.15, up 5. April, 69.82.5, unchanged on the open. And February pork bellies open at 86.25, down 45 on the open.
Agricultural programs are made possible with support from Cargill, featuring pro-pricing grain contracts, a marketing program providing a variety of contracts designed to fit a farmer's performance goals and risk tolerance. Information on the web at cargillpropricing.com.
Joining us on the telephone to talk about the markets is Kurt Kimmel of Grainfield Marketing in Normal, Illinois. Good morning, Kurt.
Good morning, Dave.
What will NAS tell us about the harvest this afternoon?
Well, we're looking at some fairly rapid harvest progress. The weather's being extremely dry, especially across the central part of the Midwest here, even though we're seeing tremendous corn yields. Producers are very actively chewing through it, per se, so we look for another fairly good jump in harvest progress, especially in Illinois. Also, too, Iowa's made some good advances here, so we'll see how we're doing there. The big question is, what do you harvest? Do you go in and cut the beans, or do you go to the corn? So that's the big dilemma out in the countryside, which crop to be in. It's kind of mixed opinions there. In fact, producers are wanted a little bit of rain here to bring the moisture content back up a little bit, especially on the beans. But also, too, this afternoon, they're expecting a 1-2% improvement in the conditions, not from the visual conditions, but from the psychological point that these corn yields continue to come in fairly strong. You know, not everybody's receiving 250 bushel corn by all means. There's some areas that missed some rains and not that good compared to some of these big yields we're hearing. So how we average that all out, who knows? But as we see the calendar turn October, we'll start to see another round of private estimates come out.
Are we going to see harvest pressure on the board?
Well, we feel there's going to be pullbacks, yes. I don't know if it's necessarily from harvest pressure. If you see harvest pressure, it's probably going to be more reflective in the cash side and in the basis more than anything. We feel that pullbacks in here are going to be somewhat limited over the time as you start to see these end users come forward and buy the board to get some placements on off of the funds or want to be aggressively buyers here as they sort of look at the agriculture side as a hedge against inflation, and also, too, with the weak dollar, these exports are probably going to remain somewhat strong. We did see an announcement. We sold 200,000 tons of U.S. corn to unknown and 120,000 tons of beans to China. And so that signals that there's some good demand underneath the marketplace.
Pullbacks to where in the beans and the corn, please?
Well, on the corn, the upfront December corn, we could see pullbacks to the 360 area, back to sort of the point of breakout. If you look at the day chart there, there's an open chart gap back to that 58 and three quarters area. So, you know, we could probably get back in towards the middle part of that gap. These beans, it seems like this 960 seems to be the downside target here if we do have a correction on the beans.
And what about the wheat market? You just can't kill this particular crop?
Well, it's $9 wheat's pretty hefty. Continue to monitor the world situation. And by saying that, the southern hemisphere particularly, you know, Australian wheat crop continues to remain in jeopardy, but overall demand remains strong. Iraq coming in last week, picking up 700,000 tons, and supposedly rumored being the market for another 50,000 tons of wheat. You know, the market just can't wait on the spring crop. The tightness is in the old crop in here, and until we sort of start rationing the demand side of the equation, wheat could probably stay in a consolidation pattern until everyone gets comfortable.
Or whispers that Australia's wheat crop might not even be as much as 15 million metric tons. If we were to move down to, say, 12, what would that imply?
Well, very tight, because their exports are 16 million metric tons, so they're not going to export more than what they produce. So that's the first sign is watch these wheat sales. If those wheat sales start coming here to the U.S. bypassing Australia, that will be confirmation that we've got a very tight situation there.
So what do producers do at these price levels, particularly as we look out to next year?
Well, next year is going to be quite interesting when you look at the supply-demand balance sheet on beans especially. If you take this year's carryout, plug that into next year's beginning stocks, and you can get the supply-demand balance sheet on our website at batescom.net. They go back, you know, 15, 20 years so you can see what past history shows. But back to the point is when you look at next year's beans, if you take this current supply-demand balance sheet, keep everything consistent in the next year using this year's carryout, without an increase in acres, you're going to have a deficit of 120 million bushels of beans. So that sort of signifies the demand base we've got and the shortage that we're looking at going into next year. So the function of the market is to move higher to encourage producers to plant an additional 4 to 5 million acres of beans. Now, where that 4 to 5 million acres of beans come from, you know, is fears that it'll come from corn. So one's going to feed on the other here until we get into this winter here to see where we are acres-wise, because there's going to be, like they've been saying for some time, some battle for acres this next year.
On the outside markets, what are the most important in your mindset at the moment?
Well, the continuing theme is the U.S. dollar. The dollar index, based on December contracts, at 78.4 this morning. Just a few years ago, it was over 124, 126. And the dollar's almost dropped 50% of its value. So from a exporter's side of the equation here, our export products are a little bit more attractive on the world market. If you're a buyer of exporters from other countries or going on vacation in another country, it's going to be a lot more expensive. So from the agriculture side of the equation, with these higher prices, it's helping to see the weaker dollar make our grains a little bit more attractive in the world and should keep our grain market in a position to benefit here for the next 2 to 3 years.
You keeping an eye on anything in the energy markets these days?
Well, the crude oil markets had a good run in here. It's probably a little overbought. The main thing to remember in the energies, it starts here in August and goes through October. We start to see the shift or the focus from gasoline to heating oil production. Seasonally, you record lows here in the heating oil, especially natural gas, as we go into winter and get a handle on the cold weather forecast.
Thank you very much there, Kurt.
Very good.
Kurt Kimmel of Grain Field Marketing. He is in Normal, Illinois. Let's go ahead and get you caught up on the current prices. In Kansas City, December wheat trading at 868.5, up 10.5. December wheat at the Chicago Board of Trade trading at 885.75, up 11.75. December corn, 373.5, down 3. March, 388.75, down 3.25. May, 398.5, down 2.75. December of next year, 418.5, down 4.75. November beans, 976.5, down 2.5. January, 991.5, down 3. March, 999, down 3.5. November of next year, 939, down 3.5. October soybean meal, 271, down 170. October soybean oil, 39.10, up 11. Looking at Ed Kieser's two-state forecast today, he says in western Illinois, a mix of clouds and sunshine with some scattered showers and thunderstorms developing. In eastern Illinois and across Indiana, mostly sunny and hot, highs from 86 to 94. You're listening to WILO Urbana. It's 10 o'clock Central Time.